Many voters like Governor Ventura's call to cut license fees. The tax is based on a vehicle's value. Buyers attracted to pricey sets of wheels, especially monster sport utility vehicles, pay tab fees of hundreds of dollars a year for several years. Governor Ventura would leave the value-based fee in place for new vehicles, but he proposes capping the cost of renewal at $75 a year. State Senator Carol Flynn, a DFLer from Minneapolis and the chair of the Senate Transportation Committee, says the proposal could mean a big loss for the state's road construction fund.
If, in fact, you're losing $200 million every year, or $400 million, almost half a billion dollars to this fund, potentially, and I think that the people who rely on the roads in Minnesota are going to want not be sure that that's the tax they want to reduce in that amount.
Governor Ventura says the way to make up for the loss is to transfer money from the general fund to the highway fund. But a transfer requires agreement from lawmakers every session. And this raises the question, what happens when the good times end and lawmakers have to squeeze the budget to cover a deficit? The squeeze might end the transfer. State Representative Carol Molnow, a Republican from Chaska and chair of the House Transportation Finance Committee, says Minnesota's license tab tax is high, but it assures a flow of cash for planning road projects.
The federal government demands we do long-range planning. They do a six-year plan. And so without the idea that those funds will be there, that could be a real huge problem for us.
Road building lobbyists say funding shortfalls could jeopardize plans for projects like the Brainerd Bypass, a six-mile, $8 million project, or the new $9 million bridge planned for Highway 336 in the Detroit Lakes area. On transit, Governor Ventura wants an additional $60 million to help build the Hiawatha Avenue Corridor light rail line in Minneapolis. LRT backers say the state money is needed to prove to federal officials the project has legislative support. The governor's request is contingent on the feds approving $200 million for the line. Representative Molnow predicts the eventual cost of the Hiawatha LRT line will exceed $500 million, or $50 million more than current estimates. Asking the state to make up the difference, she says, will force a trade-off between money for bus and rail.
As far as other representatives on this issue, I think they're very divided, knowing resources are not as available for all forms.
Governor Ventura also proposes increasing Twin Cities public bus spending by 15%, much less than requested by Metro Transit. Ted Mondale, Ventura's appointment to head the Metropolitan Council, which runs the bus company, says the goal is to double Metro Transit's bus capacity.
To double capacity, you'd have to build 900, you'd have to purchase 900 buses, train the drivers, and probably have 4 to 5 new service garages. That's not in the budget. But we'll get 5 to 7 to hopefully 10% more rides and frequencies for people who are out there that are riding transit.
Pressure on lawmakers for more transit funding will build as consultants deliver a commuter rail study later this session. Senator Carol Flynn says creating the so-called North Star Commuter Rail Corridor from St. Cloud to Minneapolis will be expensive.
It means you have to buy time and rail on Burlington Northern Santa Fe, and that's a pretty heavily traveled area. And, you know, all those things take a lot of time and a lot of money, and so that's a future plan.
There's no extra money in Governor Ventura's budget for commuter rail this session, but both he and his transportation commissioner say they support its development. Dan Olson, Minnesota Public Radio.